You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. Gerald Wilson is here. And oh, look, he brought the big band. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, no extended fade on that particular record. That was A.K. Salim from April 1957. PC Call's D Minor Dipper. It's on the Savoy label, a package called Stablemates. And among the players, Johnny Coles on trumpet, Buster Cooper trombone, Johnny Griffin's here on tenor, Howard Austin baritone, Tommy Flanagan, Kenny Burrell, George DeVivier, and Ossie Johnson round out the rhythm section. A.K. Salim and the band. Let's go to the top. We started with A Pair of Sides by Gerald Wilson and the big band. First one from August 1962, a piece called Patterns, off a package on the Pacific Jazz label, Moment of Truth. It was a 17-piece big band. And included among the players were Bud Shank, Harold Land, Teddy Edwards, Joe Pass, and Mel Lewis. We also listened to a second side from that same session, Gerald and the band and their rendition of Milestone from September 1962. That brought us around to A.K. Salim. Let me remind you that you're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. Our program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Here's a guy we're way overdue to hear from. Let's pick on Leroy Vinegar. Thank you. Well, I must have picked this while I was watching the snowstorm outside my house today. Thought it sort of captured the mood. It does. I thought, what a haunting sound for the time. You know, our time frame is from 44 through 64. That's Anthony Ortega and a thing called Avignon. And it just really totally blows our timeline. This was actually done in April 1992. It was cut in France for the Evidence label, a package called On Evidence. And there's Anthony Ortega on alto. Again, Avignon was the name of it. Before that, we heard Leroy Carr going back to July 1947 and Walk On. In addition to Leroy on bass, you had Gerald Wilson on trumpet, Teddy Edwards tenor, Victor Feldman vibes, Carl Perkins piano, Tony Baisley on the drums off a package called Leroy Walks on the Contemporary label. Leroy Vinegar and Anthony Ortega here on Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. Once again, our program is a showcase for the music they call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Here's Milt Jackson.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Charles Mingus on the Bethlehem label to round out our set. Let's go to the top. We started with a record under Milt Jackson's name. Actually, this was sort of like MGQ meets Lou Donaldson, at least the 1952 edition of MGQ. It was a thing called On the Scene from April 1952, Milt Jackson on Vibes, John Lewis, piano, Percy Heath, bass, Kenny Clark on the drums, Lou Donaldson on the alto. Comes off a package on the Blue Note label called Milt Jackson Quintet. On the Scene from Milt Jackson. After that, we listened to Bill Evans and Witchcraft for the Riverside label. Portrait in Jazz was the original package with Bill Evans on piano, Scott LaFaro bass, Paul Motian on the drums. Then we listened to Ahmad Jamal from June 1961, Ahmad Jamal's Alhambra on the Argo label, and We Kiss in the Shadow with Israel Crosby on bass, Vernell Fournier on the drums, and Mingus wrapping it up for 50 First Street Blues from August of 1957. Bill Evans there on piano off a package called East Coasting on the Bethlehem label. Well, I hope you enjoyed some of the sounds we had here today. The program is Jazz Oasis. I'm your host, Steve, and again, the program is a showcase for the music they call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old, and we've got just a little bit of time left. Let's close it out. The side, this is again, Charles Mingus and Blue Title.